right. India's that way, right?
Funny.
Though Josiah's tone didn't say funny. But if the Pakistani army unleashed its fury, that was exactly what they'd be doing. Burning for daylight. They weren't exactly in country on tourist visas or with the government's knowledge. Any government. That's how Alliance worked. Underground and answering to few. Lethal, but expendable, so everyone in power could maintain plausible deniability. For this assignment, they'd hooked up with a team of charity workers and flew in over the Karakoram mountain range and right past K2, the second highest mountain in the world. The long and breathtaking trip from Islamabad ended here, in Pakistan, 80 miles from the ongoing conflict with India over a strip of wasteland called the Siachen Glacier. People refer to the conflict as the highest battleground on Earth because it took place 20,000 feet in the air. West viewed it as a fucking nightmare he'd vowed never to return to. It sucked that his nightmares haunted him longer than his promise to stay away. Josiah gave the hand signal, and they headed out, moving fast, doubled over and crouched down, all while continuously scanning the landscape. They took cover behind rocks and an occasional shed as they made their way over the span of open area between them and the one-story beige building in the distance. Intel pinned this place as a clinic. The one place other than the state-run combined military hospital in Skardu where injured hikers were brought when they were rescued. Most came here off K2, but hikers ended up here from a few of the 13 other highest mountains that loom nearby, known as the 8,000ers. The clinic looked like every other building, as far as Wes could tell, only spookier, since there was no sign of life around the place. Josiah rushed up to a group of trees and hid behind them. He motioned for Wes to follow.
I'd prefer if we didn't turn this into an international incident, so try not to draw fire, Josiah said.
That's a reasonable position.
But since military battles waged in the mountains nearby and armed officers walked the streets, the boss might be asking a bit much. Only Alliance would send in a two-man team to attempt this kind of motherfucking retrieval madness. West loved that about this group. No weaknesses allowed.
Nothing can go wrong, Josiah said.
You should have thought about that before we decided to kidnap a doctor out of Pakistan.
As far as West was concerned, damage, collateral or not, had to be expected. Josiah's gaze flicked away from the building to West's face.
Rescue, not kidnap.
Yeah, right.
We'll see if the guy's using that word when we interrogate him.
Talk with.
Josiah emphasized each word as if he were addressing a confused child. If his temporary leader wanted to engage in verbal gymnastics, West would comply.
We both know the truth.
That you're a pain in the ass?
That's not news.
Neither was the suicidal nature of this mission. So much for all the rah-rah bullshit about it being a quick in and out. Tell that to his nuts, which were in the process of freezing off. Despite it being May, he could see the snow piled on the mountain range around him. In this part of the world, 70s during the day and 40s at night were normal for this time of year. He expected that. He didn't plan for the unseasonable cold snap that ushered in blustery winds and frigid temperatures well below normal. He blew a warm breath into the palms of his black gloves. Josiah glanced over, then did a double take.
You okay? I hate this place.
Spent the worst damn 3 weeks of his life hunkered down in this area, alternating between pulling bodies out of the ice and hiding from the Pakistani army.
Skardu?
But now wasn't sharing time. They were almost on top of the building, and anyone could be lurking, so West kept it short and sweet.
Anywhere with mountains and snow.
Be happy it's not winter. The whole place is impassable then.
Sweet damn, this was a lot of talking.
Ford Decker, West's team leader on Bravo, knew not to engage him in mindless bullshit. Josiah would learn.
I have the itch to shoot something. Want to volunteer for my target practice?
Keep in mind, I'll shoot back.
Josiah scanned the horizon and checked the coordinates on his GPS watch.
This is definitely the right location.
As the wind whipped over the